This week, the Senate passed a continuing resolution funding bill. This bill will go into effect on October 1st, the start of the new fiscal year, and provide funding for the federal government through November 21st. This bill contains a number of provisions that will benefit the U.S. cotton industry. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with those details.
This is critically important because at this point, Congress has not passed any of the full year appropriations bills for fiscal year 20 that starts on October 1. As part of this continuing resolution, which the House passed last week, it restores full funding for USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, which will ensure that the department can continue to make the Market Facilitation Program payments that are due, as well as Farm Bill, ARC, and PLC payments that are due this fall. Also, last week, the Senate Appropriations Committee approved their version of the Agricultural Appropriations Bill for fiscal year 20. In that legislation, it does include the full requested funding level for the cotton pest account, which is important for the ongoing boll weevil eradication program, as well as increased funding for the three USDA cotton ginning labs that are operated across the cotton belt. The Ag Appropriations Bill is expected to move to the Senate floor in the coming weeks and then hopefully will be reconciled with the House passed version and implemented later this fall. We're continuing to work closely with USDA as they implement the 2018 Farm Bill, and that sign up is underway now for producers for the 2019 crop. And so we urge producers to visit their county FSA office and begin making those decisions between ARC and PLC election and then enrolling in the program.